Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, I'm sorry and I apologize because you're right.
I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, well,
it was kind of mean.
I now know why I kind of stopped when I did, but I could have easily picked it back up again. I got a phone call from a buddy and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie on Friday gave me one of her most favorite recipes ever in history. And when she did it, I'd never had this dish. I'd never had this sandwich before. And she laid it out for me from every stinking ingredient.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was my mom's. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so precious to me.
Because
she passed away from breast cancer. And so it was my mom's. We'd have it every Christmas Eve. Every Christmas Eve, my mom would make this amazing thing. And I can remember, even when I, you know, moved away, I'd go back and it was like, oh my God, this is just the best. So I was shocked and awed when you actually bothered to write it down. And then when you sent me pictures from King Soopers that you were actually there and you were showing me pictures of pepperoncinis.
Yep.
Well, first you wrote, Jamie, where are the pepperoncinis? Which
yeah,
I thought was hilarious.
Who yeah, I couldn't find them.
It's right by the pickles, the olives.
But I thought for sure of anyone who knows a grocery store, it'd be you.
I've right. never bought them.
The back of your
you
head.
Haven't?
Never bought them.
I love pepperoncinis.
I've never bought them.
Oh my God.
My wife can't stand them. I've just never had a use for them.
Oh,
although,
no.
Hold on.
You said something that's very important to this recipe.
What's that?
My wife can't stand them.
She can't stand the peppers. She liked the sandwich itself. We're talking about Italian beef, okay?
I know, but
Jamie
it's,
gave me the recipe.
But the pepperoncinis are key to that.
Yeah, she didn't care for that.
Yeah, you have to even put the juice of the whole jar into the crock pot.
No, I couldn't do it that way because Frog actually ate some of the Italian beef and it was good.
Okay.
And it's a little too much for him.
Okay.
So on certain recipes, I have to cut back a little bit because of people in the house.
Here's the deal. Like, pepperoncinis are life. My son and I both have our own jars in the fridge and we just pull them out and eat them just right out of the fridge.
Yeah,
like pickles.
I'd never bought them before. So I'm looking in the peppers, jalapeno peppers and all that in the produce section, okay? That's where I'm looking. So a lady is supplying that there.
She's laughing at you.
She's an employee there, and I said, where are you going to find the pepperoncini peppers? I can't see any, or I don't see any here. And she said, they're in the condiments, sir. And she said it just like that.
So that was the text I got that says, where are the pepperoncinis? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then he sent me a picture, and he's like, I found them. Like, he was a big boy.
Yeah, he was very proud. Very proud.
I was.
Yeah, I know.
I was very proud.
And then that's all I heard, friends.
Yeah. Now,
that was it.
I even sent pictures of me shopping, of the bread. I sent everything, okay? And then I get home and I start preparing this meal. And I get a phone call and blah, blah, blah. I won't go into that. But all of a sudden, I stopped communicating.
Nothing.
I stopped telling you, giving you updates on where we stood
cold
with the sandwich.
Turkey.
Totally.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he asked for my help with pepperoncinis and then just left me.
Yeah.
Like every boyfriend I've ever had just took my money and left. I mean, sorry.
Guy.
Wait, what?
I'm that guy. I leave people hanging.
You literally ghosted us.
Well,
like, we were dating. We were talking in the talking stage and then we're about to meet up and then you don't show up.
He reminds me of my kid a little bit. So you know how you buy something like the power washer or whatever, and then my kid's so into it and he's power washing whatever, and then he just doesn't want to do it anymore.
The next day,
yeah,
now I'm good.
It's like you're so excited. You take us through the whole thing. I'm excited because you've never ever listened to me about anything, and so this is the first time. And I was like, oh my God, we're so good friends. Like, you took my recipe, my mom's recipe, like, we're fam.
Yeah, especially with cooking. He never listens
ever,
to you.
Ever. Yeah. And I was like, this is like family. Like, you took Nancy's recipe. Oh, my God, I could cry. And then he just nothing.
Yeah, I guess it's not family.
We're right back to where we were.
Yeah, we're back. Same relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way
we're
it
just
is.
Sitting here, I will and then
say,
we leave.
I'll say this, okay? Mm-hmm. I'd never, and I'm a grown man, but I've never had an Italian beef sandwich before, ever. I've never
it's
made
heaven.
It. And I cook a lot.
Yeah, you do.
And I've never made it, never, I don't know why, I've never come across it before. It was delicious.
I ate.
That's why we're not family right there. Look, I had two sandwiches on Friday.
Yes.
Big sandwiches.
They even get better later.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day, you're right about that. The next day, Saturday, I'm watching football. I'm watching Frog. And I have a couple of more sandwiches.
Yes.
It was delicious. I still have some left over.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so good.
No, the Italian beef was really good.
But I'm sad that your wife doesn't like pepperoncinis because that kind of makes it.
No, but I do.
Because I enjoyed it. I even like bite the bottom of the pepperoncinis off and let the juice just go right on the sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you put that cheese on there. Oh, it was delicious. It was. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really
and
did.
But I expected, can I just tell you, I expected some Facebook love. As I was like, I was thinking I'm going to get notoriety for my Italian beef and cheese. By the way, that Italian beef and cheese sandwich made the LA Lakers best sandwich cookbook.
It did?
Yes. Oh. My mom's recipe. Yeah. And then you didn't even give me any kudos, didn't give me love on Facebook.
No shout out.
Didn't do Twitter, didn't do TikTok, didn't do anything. Nope. I was thinking that you would plate it, put those little fancy toothpicks with the little squirrely things on the ends, like plate it with a pepperoncini stuck in it with a toothpick. Nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, we're not family.
Thanks for giving me. I know that if you would have given me something I've done that I actually, you know, used, I'd be like, oh my God, BJ, totally get me that.
All right, I feel bad
this
now.
This is
I'm
so
sorry.
Awesome. And I'd take a picture and I'd post it everywhere. Social media the hell out of it.
She'd scream it from the rooftop.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing. I didn't even get a text from you.
It was delicious.
All right, good.
It was delicious.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.